Okay, tonight is March the 6th, or Zayin Adar. That is the Gemara Shir. We're up to Sukkah Daf Tes Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, cites a very important machlokes between Shammai and Hillel. Sukkah Yeshana, Beit Shammai Poslin, U Beit Hillel Machshirin. Beit Shammai disqualifies such a sukkah, and Hillel says a sukkah yeshana is acceptable. The Ezohi sukkah yeshana, what is the definition of a sukkah yeshana? Kol she'asa kodim l'chag, shloshim yom. Any sukkah that is made more than 30 days prior to the Yantav of Sukkot. Aval im asa l'shem chag, but if I made a sukkah 6 months before Sukkot, but I specifically had in mind the Yantav of Sukkot, afilu mitchilas hashana k'shera, even if it was from the beginning of the year, 6 months ago, a year ago, makes no difference, it is still 100% acceptable. So, yeah?
Just jumping, of course, it's too soon to me, but does that mean that within 30 days you don't need L'shem?
Oh, as we're going to read, Rashi will say something, and Rashi will spark an enormous debate and rather lengthy discussion. Let's take a look at Rashi. Sukkah Yeshana, top of the page. Kidim Mefarish, as the Mishnah itself explains. She'asa kodem l'chag shloshim yom, v'lo piresh shehi l'shem chag. He made the sukkah more than 30 days before Sukkot, and did not necessarily state emphatically that it is on account of the Yom Tov. So Beit Shammai Poslin. Beit Shammai says that such a sukkah is possible. Dibo'u sukkah l'shma. Shammai believes that a sukkah must be made l'shma. L'shem mitzvah sukkah. Vizu, and this sukkah which was made on the ninth of Tammuz, stam na'aseis, was made without having it made specifically for the Yantav of Sukkot. However, here comes Lenny's question, v'ilu toch shloshim l'chag, but if I built a sukkah within 30 days of the Yantav of Sukkot, so I built it after the 15th day of the month of Elul, Kevon, the Shoalin, Lilu Tokshin, Lechag Heva. It's automatically, Ilu Tok Shloshim Lechag, Kevon, the Shoalin, Behilchas Hachag, Kodim Lechag, Shloshim Yom, Stam, Ha'ose, L'shem Chagulose. That, since within 30 days before Yom Tov, there is a halacha that you're supposed to go ahead and explore the halachos of every particular Yom Tov within 30 days of that Yom Tov. The assumption is that if a guy builds a sukkah at that particular time, we assume it was done lishma. Avol kodem shloshin stoma lav l'chak. But if you built the sukkah more than 30 days prior to the Yom Tov of Sukkot, that is not necessarily made l'shem chag, and for this reason, the sukkah is possible. U beis Hillel machshirin, to lo be'in in sukkah l'shem chag, and according to beis Hillel, you don't need sukkah l'shma. You don't need a sukkah made l'shma. So therefore, even if a sukkah is made in the month of Adar, as long as it's a sukkah, it's 100% okay.
Which, yeah. What Rashi says about Shammai.
Yes.
So we say, does it need Shema? Does it have to be the same
mitzvah
or not?
It does.
But the answer to Rashi sort of is, well, we assume, we sort of give everyone the benefit of the doubt, that within 30 days, of course, they've done it that way.
Right. But requires the Shema. except that the halacha
is accessible. So if I know that I didn't, even though I was supposed to make it lishma, but I didn't, within 30 days,
okay.
Why is the answer sort of, we're just assuming since it's within 30 days that it's going to be lishma,
right.
Why not just say it needs to be, because with Mashi Baruchu Marad Hagedjen, so if you said it enough times, so if you have a doubt whether you said it or not, so we can make the assumption that you said it, but if you know for certain, you didn't say it.
Okay.
So
that's just it. If we know for a fact that he did not, if he says, you know what, I did not make this sukkah lishma, then the sukkah is not kosher, even if it's made 2 days before sukkah. The question is, if his mind was a little airheady, stomach, he didn't explicitly state it black on white. Under those circumstances, Rashi is operating with an umdina, namely, that the assumption is that what in all probability was running through his mind, since there is sukkah in the air pollution, right? People have to study the halachos, people are selling lulavim and esrogim. In all probability, somebody who builds a sukkah within 30 days, the halacha assumes that it was done lishma. But if indeed, precisely, according to Rashi, somebody tells us, you know, I had no idea why I was building because it was hot outside. Oh, sukkahs is in a week? I had no idea sukkahs is in a week. It's not kosher, even according to Rashi, within 2 days of the Yontov of sukkahs. Yeah.
Why don't they require that you make a declaration?
Okay. That's in general, there is a debate whenever you require lishma, and we will see exactly a couple of other parallels. Does it require a verbal declaration, or is it sufficient to have it in mind? Obviously, this sugya, at least according to Rashi, gives an indication that a mental awareness is more than adequate, but it's a good point. You know, had we insisted that be a verbal declaration, then there would be no place for Rashi's comment to distinguish between within 30. The bottom line, did you say it or did you not say it? Yes.
Lashon of Shang Khan.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know of, Lamed Yom Lefnei. It just seems that it rings from Lashon Mrs. Matzah.
Correct.
Excellent.
Tysus is going to bring in Matzah to this very equation. Tysus will bring in Matzah. Precisely. Very good. It sounds very civil. Lashon Mrs. Matzah. 100%. Precisely.
It's sad.
Yeah.
So
that wasn't made the same as matzah. No, matzah requires lishma. Question is how much of lishma? Afia certainly requires lishma. The baked lishma, lishma mitzvah matzah.
And the seed one.
Yeah. Right. Right.
We say that the sukkah of the yotzim,
so you can say the Gemara, which we said last week, is operating according to Hillel. So Hillel doesn't require. Shammai would look at last week's share about Sukkah Salyaitz and say, of course this is possible. Who built this? Artisans. They didn't build this till the mitzvah of Sukkah. Of course. That Gemara is debating a different issue, assuming you don't require the mitzvah of Lishma. So let's just read the Gemara a little to get a flow of what's happening with Shammai, and then really spend a few moments investigating Shitas Rashi, and actually Shitas Beis Shammai. Ask the Gemara, my time at the Beis Shammai, what is the reason why Shammai requires Lishma? And I'm learning it that Shammai, Lenny, you said it, that it means Lishma. There's another way of looking at it, but right now we're operating with Lishma because that's what Rashi says. My time in the Beis Shammai, Omakra, the Pasuk says, Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yamin Lashem. You will make the Chag HaSukkos 7 days unto God. Drash, Sukkah Ho'asuya L'Shem Chag Be'inan. You need that the Sukkah should be made expressly for the Yom Tov. So what does Beis Hillel do with this Pasuk? Seems to be a very, potent source for Shammai, Ubeis Hillel, Hahu Mibayale, he needs this pasuk for something else. Lichid Rav Sheshes, to teach us a halacha that was provided by Rav Sheshes. The Amar Rav Sheish is Mishum Rabbi Akiva. Minayim le'atzei sukkah she'asurin kol shiva. How do I know that the wood of the sukkah, let's assume just the schach for a minute, how do I know that the schach of a sukkah is asur? You're not permitted to derive any personal benefit from it all 7 days. Let's assume I have a lot of schach, and now I run out of firewood. I want to take some of the schach off and use it for firewood. On Chol HaMoed, how do I know that I'm not permitted to do so? Talmud Loimar, Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yamim Lashem. Vitanya, we learned in a brisa, Rabbi Huda ben Beseira Omer, Rabbi Huda ben Beseira darshins from this pasuk, Kishem Shechal Shem Shemaim Ala Chagiga, just as the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or a certain element of Kedusha, takes place or is enacted on the Korban Chagiga, Kach Chal Shem Shemayim Ala Sukkah. So too, there is an element of Kedusha, which precludes personal use on the Sukkah itself. So therefore, Hillel says, this particular pasuk is not available for me to darshan the halacha that a Sukkah requires Lishma, because this pasuk already is being used for another important drash, namely that there is an isur hana'ah at least from the schach and presumably, from the walls or anything. Even the decorations of the sukkah are not permitted to be used based on this particular pasuk of Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yamim Lashem Kishem Shechal Shem Shemayim Ala Chagiga Kach Chal Shem Shemayim Ala Sukkah Shenemar Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yamim Lashem Ma Chag Lashem Af Sukkah Lashem. Says the Gemara, Ube Shamayim Nami Miboye Leilohachi. That's very nice that Hillel says that this pasuk is teaching me the prohibition of prohibited usage of the schach of the sukkah for any ulterior purpose. Says the Gemara, Shammai needs it for this halacha as well. Shammai can't ignore this halacha because the origin of this particular halacha is this particular pasuk. Says the Gemara, you're right. Einach Nami, you're right. Shammai learns out from this pasuk of Chag HaSukkos Lashem Shivas Yamim, the halacha that just as the Shem Shamayim, Kedusha, applies to the Korban Chagiga, so too does Kedusha apply to the Sukkah itself. He also learns it out from this pasuk. So then where does Shammai learn out the halacha that there is a din of what? Of Lishma, Elamai Taimu Debe Shammai? Answers to Gemara, Tziv Achrina. There is another pasuk, Ksiv Karachmina, Sedonacha pasuk. What does the pasuk say? Chag HaSukkos Ta'asa Lecha Shivas Yamim. Drash, Sukkah Ho Asuya L'Shem Chag Bina. You have to make a sukkah L'Shem Chag, for the mitzvah of sukkah. Therefore, it's not the pasuk in Parshas Emor, which was the original pasuk cited. It's a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, where the pasuk says, Chag HaSukkos Ta'ase, the asiyah of the sukkah shall be done for the purpose of the Yom Tov itself, or the mitzvah. Says the Gemara, what does Beis Hillel do with that? Beis Hillel, what does Beis Hillel do with that drash, that pasuk? This pasuk is designed to teach me that you are allowed to go ahead and make a sukkah anytime, as long as it's during the yontif of sukkahs, you can make a sukkah. Why? And because Beis Shammai doesn't agree with that. Beis Shammai sphere lohu kirabbi Eliezer. The Omar ain osim sukkah becholosh moed. Shammai agrees with Rabbi Eliezer. That would be very nice, because Rabbi Eliezer is always known as Hashamuti. It's Rabbi Eliezer the Shammait. He believes that if you don't build your sukkah on Erev Yontif, don't bother building it, because a sukkah has to be available for Shivas Yamim. If it's not available for Shivas Yamim, you cannot be Yotzei the mitzvah in that particular sukkah. We will learn Rabbi Eliezer in a couple of months, and that's in Chatzayin, where the Gemara says you must eat 14 meals, that's Rabbi Elazar Shita, you must eat 14 meals in your sukkah. In your sukkah, 14 meals. Two every single day. And it's the same sukkah you can't go for if somebody invites you out. You have to decline an invitation on the yontif of sukkah. You can only eat in your own sukkah. But Hillel doesn't believe in that. So Hillel learns out that you can make a sukkah any time during the yontif of sukkahs. Therefore, this particular pasuk is not available for the halacha of lishma. Fine. Yeah.
Is that the pasuk used for tasa b'lomenosu?
Yeah.
Isn't that
it's a good tasha. It's the Gemara often uses multiple things, and sometimes the Gemara uses the excuse, "Oh, it's already used." So it's a good tasha. Good tasha. Now, let's spend a few moments analyzing Rashi, who claims that the psul of Shammai happens to be a psul of lishma, that it must be l'shem mitzvah. Please listen to the following Gemara in Masechet Zvachim. The Gemara says, it's a Mishnah, and then followed by the Gemara, that any korban shenishchatu bistam olim l'shem balim, l'shem chayva, mishim damrinan stama l'shmantai, that by Masechet Zvachim, the Gemara says, that any time I slaughter a korban, let's assume I go over to an animal, and I say, Harezu Oila. You are going to be a Korban Oila, because I made a neder to bring a Korban Oila. I go over to the Beis HaMikdash, I'm ready to shecht my animal, and I do not have in mind to shecht the Korban Oila. My head is an airhead. I'm thinking about the Rangers losing 1-0 at the end of the first period to Carolina. That's what I'm thinking about. I have no idea as to what's happening. I don't know. As long as, says the Gemara, as long as I did not shecht it shelo lishman, I didn't shecht this korban oila as a korban shlomim or as a korban chatas, but I did it stum, it's kosher. Says Rashi, kol kama delo okar shmayhu behedya hevelu shman. As long as you don't have in mind what I just said, to bake it into a chatas, the assumption is you did it properly, without saying anything, just by mere fact that I'm shechting this animal. And it makes no difference when there's no time frame, makes no difference. That's what the Gemara says. So the question which everybody asks is, so too, for example, so too, there is another... So the question is, if Rashi himself says that in order for a korban not to qualify as lishma, you don't have to have in mind that it's l'shem oila. What do you have to not have in mind? That l'shem chatas, stoma is always lishma, so why don't you say the same thing here? A guy makes his sukkah on the 9th of Tammuz. As long as he specifically does not have in mind that I'm not doing it l'shem mitzvah, we should say stama l'shmankai. Because most people, when they put up a sukkah, especially with Alat HaNeschach, we should say stama l'shmankai.
But a sukkah
could
be l'tzeil, it could be for another purpose, right?
Okay, so this part, but it could be for a chatas, could have been for shlomim.
Yeah, but he said he's bringing out oila, it's stama l'shmankai.
So, you have to just say it a little sharper. So the difference is that in relationship to the korban, there is something already in existence before the Maaser Shechita. So the chefza of the korban is already here, because the korban requires kedushas peh before you get started. Before you come to the Beis HaMikdash, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to go over to your little shetzela and say, Harezu l'oila. This is going to be a korban oila. Therefore, since I have already endowed an element of kedusha onto this korban, therefore we can say, stoma l'shmankai. But, if the Heftzah doesn't exist as yet, and you are creating that very Heftzah, then Rashi will not apply the halacha of Stoma Lishman Toi. And for this reason, you must have a proactive kavana in order to create the Lishma. I'll give you two examples. Take the halacha by get. A get must be written Lishma. The chasav la, drash Lishma. And we don't say, Stoma Lishman Toi. We don't say Stoma Lishman Toi. So what would that mean? That if a cipher, somebody calls a cipher and says, do you write Gittin? Yeah. Go ahead, can you write a get? And he writes his get, happens to be your wife's name. It means nothing. He has to say specifically. Why? Because all he has in front of him is a blank piece of paper. So you can't say Stoma Lishman on an item that doesn't yet exist. The carbon does already exist. It has Kedushas carbon. A piece of paper doesn't have the status of a get. Therefore, in relationship to Gittin, we do not paskin Stoma Lishmankai, but the Sefer must write the get Lishma. Same thing claims Tosis by Ksiva Sefer Torah. Tosis in Gittin daf mem hey om advance. If the Sefer, a guns fighting Yid, went to the mikveh, jumped into the mikveh, wearing his bekish and his drama and his gargle, and he's sitting there with a quill, ready to write a Sefer Torah, but he didn't have in mind Lashem Ksiva Sefer Torah. Didn't have it in mind. So do we say Stoma Lishman? So Tosis says you do not say Stoma Lishman Kai. Why? Because again, the Heftza of the Sefer Torah doesn't exist as yet. It's via the writing that you endow it with a certain status. If via the writing is the only way you endow it with a certain status, you can't say Stoma Lishman Kai. Therefore, the same thing is true in relationship to a sukkah. The sukkah doesn't exist as yet. All you have is lots of wood, and you're ready to put it up. Therefore, claims Rashi, Stoma Lishman will not be said if you make a sukkah in the middle of Tammuz. However, if you make the sukkah after the 15th day of the month of Elul, there is an umdina. Halacha says, in all probability, you did have it in mind. Because of the halachas that you're supposed to be studying at this particular time, as a result, it's probably in the air pollution and in your mind, so we assume you had it in mind. But indeed, as I said before, if you doctor had in mind, you said, I was not mechaven l'shma, I had in mind something else, sukkah's possible, even if it's made 2 days to sukkah's before sukkah's. Yeah. It happens to be, that the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, and the Torah quotes a Mordechai in Yoredeya, in Siman Reish Ayin Daled, who says that the illustration which I gave you by Sefer Torah is not accurate, and that Rav Chaim believes that the Rambam Shita is, and it's certainly the Mordechai's, that a Sefer Torah need not have an active awareness, but we say Stoma Lishman Kai by Ksiva Sefer Torah. And the Rav said it doesn't interfere with this yisoid that I just gave, because there is something prior to the writing of the Ksav of the Sefer Torah that does create the Chesed. So what is it? The Ibud on the cloth. Before you write the Sefer Torah, you have to prepare the parchment. Yes. The cloth has to be mi'ubad, that you have to scrape off the hairs and prepare it, and do the sirtut, the scratching out of the lines on the Sefer Torah, has to be done with Shema. So therefore, the Rambam could also agree with this idea, that if you have at least some aspect of the Heftza involved, then you say Stoma Lishma. Parchment is not stuck on a piece of paper like a get. A get doesn't have to be written on parchment, it can be written on a piece of paper. But here, the parchment for a Sefer Torah requires Ibud, which in itself must be Lishma. Ibud Lishma, we require by the cloth. Therefore, you can say that the Ksiva Sefer Torah will follow the guideline of a korban, that to some extent the Heftza has been prepared, and as a result you don't need stoma. And you can say stoma lishma as well. Yeah. That's one interpretation. It is possible, however, Rabotai, that Beit Shammai did not have in mind at all the halacha of Lishma. Did not have the halacha of Lishma. In fact, the comment that Lenny made should be a telltale sign, if you now reread the text of the Gemara, that Shammai is not at all talking about Lishma. Because whenever you do require Lishma, what is the, if you wanted to articulate the sentence, what would you be saying? L'shem? L'shem mitzvah matzah. L'shem mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah. That's what the sefer always says. L'shem mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah. L'shem mitzvah matzah. What would be the parallel here? L'shem mitzvah sukkah. L'shem mitzvah sukkah. Not once does that phrase appear any place in the text. Doesn't say. What is the Gemara's statement? What does the Gemara say? Sukkah asuya l'shem chag. Not l'shem mitzvah sukkah. Asuya l'shem chag. What does that mean? That Shammai and Hillel disagree about a different halacha. And you touched upon it. What is the reason why a person normally builds a sukkah? Why do they normally build a sukkah? For the shade, precisely. So Hillel says that's all you need from a sukkah. That it should be what? Asuya l'shem fail. That the making of this sukkah should be done for the purpose of the shade. Now, says Shammai, you know what I want you to do? I want you to make a sukkah, not for the mitzvah of sukkah, l'shma, but I want it to be built for the yontiv of sukkahs. Not necessarily shma on the mitzvah, but as the Gemara says, asuya l'shem chag. Asuya l'shem chag. And I'll prove it to you. I'll show you the difference in 2 seconds. In 2 seconds, I'll show you the difference. Okay? Show you the difference. The Gemara later on compares Shammai to Rabbi Eliezer. Why does Rabbi Eliezer say that you can't build a sukkah in the middle of Chol HaMoed? Because it's not a sukkah l'shem chag. Because the chag is half over. You need a sukkah for all Shivas Hayom. That's Rabbi Eliezer's stretch. I need 7 days of the chag. Shammai didn't necessarily say that, even the Gemara does equate it, but you need a sukkah l'shem chag. That the sukkah should not only be made for the tzeil, but for the yontiv of sukkahs. Not necessarily for the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah. And I will give you a classic nafkamina. Classic.
What?
No, but that's taking into Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Forget about Rabbi Eliezer. A classic difference as to whether it's halacha l'shma or it's simply l'shem achad. Okay? So Gemara, I'm going to ask you to dip. On the previous daf, Ches on the days, the Gemara quoted Sukkos Ganvach. Sukkas Ganvach. So what's the nun stand for, Rabotai? Noshen. Okay? What's running through my mind? Women are exempt from the mitzvah of sukkah. Okay? Now, if you are exempt from a mitzvah, you cannot endow that with the halacha of lishma. Cannot. How do I know that? Because you learned that out from uksavtam uksharta. Just as tefillin. You want to write tefillin. Tefillin have to be written l'shma. Who can write tefillin l'shma? Only somebody who has to put tefillin on. So if you can, if you are obligated in the mitzvah of tefillin, then you can endow it lishma. So what would you say about sukkas nashim? If you held that shamayit halacha was halacha lishma, what would you say? Should women be able to be build a sukkah? Absolutely not. No place in this Gemara does it ever say that Shammai said sukkas nashim is possible according to me. I never found any person, not a Rishon, not an Akron, not a Breisa, not a Yerushalmi, that should say Shammai holds sukkas nashim is possible. You know why? Because the halacha is not a halacha lishma, which is measured by the normal criteria of endowing something lishma, if you chayiv in the mitzvah. It has to be done l'shem hachag. And women observe the yontif of sukkahs just like men. Women have a right to be mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah. Women observe many other aspects of the yontif of sukkah. Now, abdu malacha, you know. But it doesn't have to be l'shem mitzvah. That's what l'shma, l'shem mitzvah. This is not necessarily l'shem mitzvah. This is building a hut not only for the creation of the schach, of the shade, but also for the yontif of sukkahs. If you hold that that's the definition, even though women are not obligated to sit in the sukkah, but if they do so, their activity is laden with spiritual significance. Therefore, they can invest the halacha of sukkah l'shem hachag, even though they are not technically obligated. But if Rashi was correct, that it happens to be a halacha in lishma, then I should have come to the conclusion, just as I do by any other mitzvah that requires lishma, any other mitzvah. Women can't make tzitzis, because they're not chayiv in wearing tzitzis. Women can bake matzahs, because they're chayiv in eating matzah. But they can't make tefillin, which requires women can't write a Sefer Torah, because they're not obligated to write a Sefer Torah. Therefore, they can't invest Kedusha in the Kedusha Sefer Torah, the Shein Mitzvah, they can't. But if the halacha sukkah is not a halacha of the Shein Mitzvah, l'shma, but l'shem hachag, then nashim or ketanim would undoubtedly be acceptable as well. Acceptable as well.
Rashi seems to use the term l'shem hachag or l'shma interchangeably.
That is correct. I was hoping you weren't going to notice that. That is correct. He does use it at the end, even though Rashi himself did use the phrase debo sukkah l'shma. And it would have been a little better had he not taken us into that particular direction. But anyway, it's a good point. I'm not saying no. Point number two. How much of building the sukkah does Shammai demand that it be done l'shma or l'shem hachag? How much? So the Taz in Shulchan Aruch in Tafresh Lamed Dalet claims that this is part of the machlokes between the Rambam and the Rush about the same halacha that's included in the next line of the Gemara. When the Gemara said, "How do I know minayin la'atzei sukkah she'asurin kol shiva?" How do I know that the wood of the sukkah are usur all 7 days? What wood of the sukkah are we referring to? So the Rush in Siman Yud Gimel writes, you know what words? You know what refers to wood? The schach. Nothing else. So the schach has kedusha. Kishem shechal shem shemaim ala chagiga, kachal shem shemaim ala schach. That's it. The walls, there is no endowed kedusha on the walls, claims the Taz in the name of, says the Rush, and therefore, undoubtedly, if I wanted to take one of the walls away and use it for my firewood, that's perfectly okay. Therefore, claims the Taz, that according to the Rush, Shammai's demand that the construction of the sukkah be done with Shema is only that part of the sukkah that the other halacha applies to. That's only the schach. Only the schach has to be made l'shma. Whereas the Rambam, in Perek Hey, Perek Vav, of Hilchos Sukkah, halacha Tes Vav, writes that the halacha of Kishem Shechal Shem Shemaim ala Chagiga, Kach Chal Shem Shemaim ala Sukkah, applies not only to the schach, but to what? to the walls as well. Therefore, he is of the opinion that it applies to everything in the sukkah, top and bottom. The entire sukkah must be made lishma. Let's take a look at Tosfos on the top of the page, who raises something very interesting in the name of a Yerushalmi, and it's quoted lahalacha. The Bavli makes no reference to this whatsoever. If I were to ask you, Rabotai, based on Hillel's halacha, tell me what has to be done for a sukkah. Just go in and make a sukkah, and that's it. And go in and make a bracha. I don't care when it was put up, who put it up, makes no difference. None whatsoever. None whatsoever. And if the halacha is like Shalom, Kusha, but we know the halacha is going to be like Hillel. So for all intents and purposes, there are no restrictions, no time restrictions, limitations upon the making of a sukkah. Take a look at the top places. Sukkah Yishana Beisilo Makshirin, the Yerushalmi Tani, in the Yerushalmi it is stated, Sarich Lechadesh Ba Davar. You have to, even according to Hillel, you're right, the entire construction of the sukkah need not be done lishma, but something has to be done for this sukkah. How much? Chevraya Amrin, some of the Chevra said, a tefach worth. Rabbi Yossi Omer, kol shehu. As long as any amount. Uman de Omar Koshu, and Rabbi Yossi, who says that it suffices with any amount, ubilvad shetehei al pnei kula, that the one little piece of chach at least extends upon the entire roof of the sukkah. So if it's just, if you have little pieces of chach that only cover the half the length of the sukkah, that would not be enough, even if it's only a mashu, if it was less than a tefach. But if it's a tefach, it at least has to cover the, so you pick up one bamboo, put it down, and that's it. That's called chidush davar. That's called chidush davar. That's what Taisa says in the name of the Yerushalmi. There is a machloikis now within the Yerushalmi what constitutes chidush davar. It's a machloikis achroinim, although some say it's a machloikis rishayim. The majority of Rishonim say that when the Gemara says, when the Yerushalmi says, L'chadesh Badavar, you have to do something, L'gufa Shel HaSukkah. Something to the goof of the sukkah itself. Such as, pick up the schach. That would satisfy according to everybody. But if I do something extraneous to the walls of the sukkah, that's not called Chidush Gavar. And other Rishonim say, no, that the Yerushalmi didn't say that the Chidush Davar necessarily has to come at the only at the on the Schach level. Anything which demonstrates that I'm doing this for this mitzvah of sukkah would suffice. For example, later on the Gemara tells us that when you come to the sukkah, you shouldn't be eating on paper plates. It doesn't say that black and white. But it says that all of your best china and glasses are in the sukkah, but your pots and pans are besoich habayis. Pots and pans you don't have to bring in. But your best stuff should be brought into the sukkah. Says Tzfas Emes and other achrayinim, what happens if Erev Sukkot, I didn't touch, this building has been standing for who knows how long. I built it for the sukkah, for the summertime. But during the summer, when I want to have a lemonade, I don't bring out my silver pitcher to have a lemonade in the sukkah. I bring out a paper cup and the lemonade container, and that's it. Suddenly on Erev Sukkot, I bring in my silver, my nice gold, my glass, beautiful glasses. And isn't that enough of an indication that what? That I'm doing this for the Yontif of Sukkah now? So therefore, some Rishonim and many Achronim say that the Chidush Davar doesn't necessarily have to be in the Guf HaDavar of the Sukkah, but it can suffice with anything. In Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah favors the first opinion and says that when the Yerushalmi says chidush davar, it means chidush davar beguf hasukkah. And since the second machloikis that I mentioned, the Rambam and the Rush, since the Rush said that the guf hadavar is only the schach, therefore to the yaitzer l'chol adeus, what should you do? You should pick up the schach, lower it, and that's called chidush davar, even according to Hillel. Even according to Hillel. What? He doesn't give any. Yerushalmi doesn't give any. He's just saying, even according to Hillel. So you could have made this sukkah 6 months ago. But at some time during those 6 months, I have to have in mind that it's L'Shem Sukkah. So if I built the sukkah 3 months before L'Shem Sukkah, Shammai also says it's okay. So apparently I built the Shalai L'Shem Sukkah. So Hillel says it's normally okay. Comes Erev Yontif, I don't have to take the whole thing down. Just pick it up and put it down. Put it down. Yeah. Now the difficulty with the Yerushalmi is, where did he get this from? Where did he get this from? How did the Yerushalmi see that in Hillel's opinion, Ubeis Hillel Machshiri? Because Hillel is reacting to what Shammai said is possible. Now I ask you, would Shammai say that I could just pick up one little piece of schach and put it down? Would that be called making the sukkah lishma? No, let's assume before 30 days. Because within 30 days, anything is considered lishma. I ask you, even if it's 30 days, I built the sukkah shema lishma. And now according to Shammai, all I did is pick up one little piece of schach and put it down. Would that constitute lishma according to Shammai? I would say no. What would you have to do to demonstrate that the sukkah is being made lishma, bare minimum bones? What would you say? How much schach? You'd have to take off the schach until what's already in the sukkah? Chamsa meruba mitzoka. There is more sun than shade, and now put back enough schach to create more shade than schach. That's what have to be done according to Shammai. And Hillel says, well, kosher. You don't have to put down, you don't have to make it the sukkah kosher l'shem sukkahs. You don't have to. So if you don't have to, the assumption would be you don't have to do anything. Where did the Yerushalmi suddenly garner from Beis Hillel's opinion that I disagree with Shammai on Da'alim? But one little chidush davar. Where did he get it from? Don't know. Don't know. And yet, as I said, the Yerushalmi says it. It's quoted the halach in Shulchan Aruch. Point number two. Let me ask you this case. Let's assume I made a sukkah in Tafshin Samach Vav L'Shem Sukkah. Okay. Erev Yontiv, on Erev Sukkot of this past year, I made my sukkah lishma, the Chol HaDeis. Shammai's happy. Okay? Sukkah stood a whole year. Now next year comes Sukkot. Okay? Sukkot is this year. Erev Sukkot is October the 6th. Perhaps it's the 14th day of the month of Tishrei. Do I have to do anything this year again? What would you say? What would be your first intuition? I made the sukkah last year, lishma, according to Shammai. A whole year went by, and I didn't touch the sukkah, didn't walk into it once. Does it require again? What would you say? What? Good. Why would you say that? What? Good. That's what some achronim say. That's just about matzah. If I baked matzahs last year, l'shem mitzvahs matzah, and I have left over, nobody says, I can't find one rishon that would say that next year, this coming year, Pesach, I have to bake fresh matzahs and get ripped off again. I bought too much last year. I don't want to have to buy again. And I have it saved. It's going to be a little hard, but it's plenty hard when you bought it. Not much difference in some of those matzahs when you buy it or a year from now or not. Makes no difference. A matzah actually stays a pretty long time. Pretty long time. So, what would you say? So some achronim say, There's no limitation whatsoever. And other achrayim say, and good, that's the sukkah yishan. That's the sukkah yishan. What words in the Mishnah are they medayik from to support their opinion? What words in the Mishnah are they medayik from? No, that's for the sukkah yishan. Avolim also l'shem chag. What do you want the Mishnah to say Metchilas Hashanah for? The Mishnah should have said, I've lost the Shem Chag any time, 10 years ago. No. Only Metchilas Hashanah. Namely, 1 year. You've got 1 year's use out of your Lishma. After that Yom Tov, what happens to the Lishma? Canceled. That's it. And it has to be renewed next year. So it's an interesting deal. And then the question would be, what would be the difference between a piece of matzah and a sukkah? What might be the difference between the two?
The permanence.
What?
The permanence, whether it's supposed to be a temporary dwelling. So what if I build it and I say, this is my temporary dwelling this year?
And I'm not going to live in it. I am not going to live in it. As soon as Yontif is over, I'm charging out into my house.
But part of the structure when we build it is that it can't have even the look of the structure that would
right.
be there here.
But it looks year. Right. It only, it's, see, the absurd of last week is that you lived in it all year. I don't live in it there for 1 second after Hashanah Rav. Shemini Atzeres comes, I'm out of here. What should be these? Hard to know what might be the difference. Take a look at the end of the Tysis. Here's a point that Lenny made. Third line of Tysis. Ubasar hachi, and after this halacha appears in the Yerushalmi, Isa hasam, the Gemara quotes another, right there in the Yerushalmi. Matza yishana, klukta de beishamayu beishelel. That just as there's a machloikis, between Shammai and Hillel in relationship to Sukkah, there's also a machlokes between Shammai and Hillel concerning the mitzvah of matzah. Whether matzah has to be done l'shma. Has to be done l'shma. So Shammai says matzah has to be made l'shma, and Hillel says doesn't have to be l'shma. And the same machlokes will apply. If I bake matzah within 30 days of Pesach, we'll assume the l'shma is there. If I bake it more than 30 days before Pesach, what will the guy have to say? Shame it's a smatter. Shame it's a smatter. Very nice. Amar Rebbe. Divrei Hakolhu. Rebbe says no. There is no machloikis by matzah. Everybody says that a matzah yishana is possible. It must be done with Shema. Even Hillel agrees. Divrei Hakavu. Mikavan Shilo Aso L'Shem Pesach Debar Borihu Shilo Dikdek Ba. What does that mean? Barborihu Shilo Dikdek Ba. Says Tosis, I can guarantee you, if the matzah was not made with Shema, you weren't careful, and apparently what's going to happen to it? It's going to become chametz. It's going to become chametz. Now, this sounds like, it's like a derabbanan. This does not sound like a din d'oraisa. That when he claims, divrei hakolhi, it doesn't sound like that's a din d'oraisa, that it should be a puzzle. Because you in a, and what happens if a guy will swear to it, you know, I made sure, I bathed it in 16 minutes, and that was it, nothing took place, it was 100% it's not chametz, it should be a little difficult to understand. We, Rabotai, happen to claim that the second opinion is correct, that it's divrei hakol, but not because it's a gzeira. Not because it's a gzeira. We use a different drash to say that matzah has to be shomer l'shma. What pasuk do we quote by matzos? Ushmatem esa matzos. Shetehei shmira l'shem matzah l'shma. we require that something not become chametz simply haphazard. It didn't become chametz. But why didn't it become chametz? Because I watched it. So we paskin just like the Yerushalmi, but for a different reason. Tosfos in the name of the Yerushalmi claims that the reason why Hillel agrees is because he claims because otherwise it'll lead to chimutz. We, the Bavli, disagrees with that. It's nothing to do with chimutz. If you were 100% certain that it would not have become chametz, that would have been not the issue. But there's a separate halach. Ushmartin is hamatzos. Shetehei shimu lushma. And there's only a debate as to how far into the midst, to the making of the master process, do you require shimur lishma. The absolute bottom line halach, as we've mentioned several times in the Pesachim share, is melisha ve'elech. Only from the kneading of the dough and onward. That's it. That's the bare bones minimum. There is some Rishayim who believe, the Rif and others, that you need Mishas Tzira, but Lahalacha, Matzah is kosher, even as long as it's Mishas Lisha and not necessarily Mishas Tzira. But we believe it's a Din D'oraisa, not the way Tosfos presents the Yerushalmi, that it's only a Gzeira, because otherwise you'd be not 100% certain that it was made properly.
Could one interpret the Mishnah in the sense that it speaks of a Sukkah Yishama?
Yeah.
It was an old Sukkah, but it was made Lishma. And Shama is posel. In other words, that it was already kosher, but now is not no longer qualified to be used as a Sukkah. He says he's posel. What does he mean posel?
That means it's posel to be used for the Yantav of Mitzvah.
For this Yantav, but it was a kosher Sukkah for the previous Yantav.
Correct. So how can it suddenly become pasul? Because it's now a Sukkah Yishan.
Yes.
If it's more than a year old, it's called a Sukkah Yishan.
Yes.
So now it's pasul for this coming year.
Yes, but originally it was made with Shmos.
Correct.
Not that.
So you would have this very funny situation that a Sukkah which was made with Shma, simply by the passage of time, now becomes a Sukkah Shalai Lishma. That's it's very unusual. Correct. Very unusual. Grant you that. Yeah. Now, finally, for tonight, Tosfos raises the question, the third Tosfos on the page, and asks, I don't understand this whole halacha, minayin la'atzei sukkah she'asurim kol shiva. That seems to indicate that the isur hana'a of using something of the sukkah is also mida oraisa. That I'm not permitted to take the schach, or according to the Rambam, I'm not permitted to use the walls or anything. Asks Tosfos, every other mitzvah that I ever discuss restrictions against their personal use, what do we call it? There's two words. Chutzah l'mitzvasa. Something has been set aside for a mitzvah, and therefore cannot be used for your own personal use. It's only mitzvah rabbanan. All of Shas, anything which is chutzah l'mitzvasa cannot be used for your own personal use. So Tosfos asks, what's going on here? This Gemara creates the impression that it's a Din D'oraisa, and the Gemara there says that it's not a Din D'oraisa. So there are many answers. Let me give you one answer of Tosfos. Tosfos says there is a difference between what you're planning on doing with it. Namely, if I take a piece of wood from the schach, just to use it to support a wall in my house, have I actually destroyed the schach? No. Just using it to support something. So in theory, 5 minutes later, I can go back and put it, when the wall has been supported adequately, I can go back and put it on the schach.
What, the
schach? No, it's kosher schach.
No, with the rest of the
schach. No, still plenty of schach. Plenty of schach. I put it there. That isur of hishtamshus is only mitirabana. What does our Gemara mean that it's Asa Midoraisa? It's called in the words of the Rashba, quoting Tosis, Hana'o Shel Kilui. Kaf Yud Lamed Vav Yud. What does Kilui mean? When you destroy it. The example which I gave to use it as firewood, that if you have Hana'o Shel Kilui, where you destroy it, and it's no longer available to use for your particular mitzvah, that's Asa Midoraisa. So Tosfos claims we need both halachas. The Isur Midoraisa is only when you take something and destroy it in such a fashion that it can never be used again. But if I only take it off temporarily or even permanently, but it's still in theory available to be put back on, that Midoraisa does not violate our pasuk of Asur Bahana. When will it? Therefore, I need the secondary halacha of Huktzul Mitzvasa, that there is an Isur Derabbanan against even using something for your own personal benefit, despite the fact that what? That I'm not planning on destroying the item itself. And that's one of Tosis's. That's one of the answers to Tosis's kasha. What? What's the service cost?
That you can't take apart the
circumstances. No, but then what do you, but who needs it, like the Gemara, who needs the service? If you ask Allah for Tzilum Mitzvah. So you're saying this is the same thing, but it's a Doraisa. So all other mitzvahs only need Rav. I could have said that too. But then when you ask the Kashi, then you answer me, it's a service cost. Why is Sukkah different than any other? Okay, right? But why? What's Zukkah the service cost? By Lulav to smell it, let's say an Esra to smell it, that's only a Tzilum Mitzvah. That's Huktzul Mitzvah. Why should Sukkah be different? That place is his kasha. So therefore, Tosfos' rule can apply to anything. As long as it's what? Hanar Shel Kilui.
And if Hanar Shel Kilui, even on that little branch of Sukkah, it's not that you're passing the Sukkah?
No. Not nothing to do with passing the Sukkah. Absolutely not. All right?